flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think this story that came out in the last 24 hours or so, MLB umpire Pat Hoberg.
Oh, boy.
Has been dismissed by Major League Baseball. They announced yesterday he's been terminated for violating the league's gambling rules. Okay, so we've had quite a few of these. Otani last offseason.
The Tim Donaghy of baseball.
It's been a while since we've had a good gambling scandal, Keith.
Yeah, well, Terry Rozier got swept up in one last
week. But this is what I was going to say. Yeah. Rozier's name, now this, and it's like, okay. So Hoberg denied betting on baseball, but he did share an account with a buddy of his.
Hold on a second. First of all, you're an adult.
You're sharing.
You need to share an account?
What are you, the McCourty brothers with your Twitter account?
I know.
So who was the baseball player?
Zobrist and his wife, although I don't know if they're together anymore. No,
well, obviously not. You're sharing a social media account with your wife? That is destined to fail.
I think the Bella twins did for a while, too.
Makes sense.
It's a twin thing.
It could be a twin thing. Yeah. Maybe if you're a twin, it's acceptable.
But yeah, me and my buddy share an account. It's like, what, you don't have access to your own money?
So just know, his side of the story is, I share a gambling account with my buddy who gambled on baseball. I did not gamble on baseball. And supposedly...
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
The apps can tell which... cell phone, which device was gambling on which sport.
Yeah, I didn't bet on the Braves, but I told my buddy to bet on the Braves in a game I was umping.
His buddy bet on the Braves. His buddy, bet on baseball. Yeah, his buddy bet on games that he was the umpire
like,
in.
Okay, case closed.
5 games and 8 bets. They also deleted...
What were the bets, did they say?
I don't recall.
Interesting.
They deleted a flood of not text messages, but messages on an encrypted app back and forth to one another. Yeah. So he has been dismissed by Major League Baseball. He's apologized. Filthy. This is a filthy,
this is bad news.
Filthy story. And just know, this guy was considered one of the better umps in the sport.
Yeah, I guess. Well, especially from his buddy. thought he was. I bet if you go back and find, I'd like watch these games over, and it's like Frank Drebin in Naked Gun. Yeah. Like the ball bounces, like strike three. You're like, wait, what? But no, that's obviously terrible. But it maybe. Shouldn't be shocking, right? Like, this is not that there hasn't been sports betting literally forever. I mean, the 1919 World Series was thrown. So that's like 100 years ago they were doing it. Now that most states, you can just bet on your phone. It's just so easy to do. More and more people are doing it. And you're like, what? We just need to take, like, for sure, every player, umpire, and referee is going to be on the up and up. Nobody's going to be, like, swayed to do something nefarious. So good.
I mean, that was him. The thing I hate about this story, and, you know, even the Tim Donaghy story, is it brings in all the conspiracy theorists with the refs and the Chiefs and everybody else.
Yep, 100%. And that's why the jokes last week when people were like, we were talking about Royal Rumble for a minute. They're like, well, how can you bet on the Royal Rumble? It's like, you bet on all these other sports.
Seriously.
They might be even more in the bag.
So it's unfortunate, but I mean, it makes sense. Everybody can gamble on it. It's easier to get to these refs. It's easier for players like Terry Rozier to bet his under and tap out of games.
But even like the Otani thing, they made that disappear. But that was something. I mean,
this guy did not umpire a game last year in baseball. And I don't follow the umps super close, but like this guy was basically suspended all last year and they just dismissed him. And I don't know how much of a scandal this was. The guy was one of the better umpires in baseball. He worked World Series games. He had a perfect score, balls Yikes. And strikes, in game two of the World Series in 2022. And he was out of baseball last year, and now he's fired.
I wonder how perfect it was, because you remember when BC, they had the point-shaving scandal? Mm-hmm. But if you go back, and this was years and years ago with the dude from Goodfellas, Henry Hill, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look into it, they didn't hit on every bet. Like, they got these guys tried to do it, but they weren't even able to win every single time.
Fixing the outcome of a game
against
the line, I feel like, is more difficult than a player prop. Like, Terry Rozier being like, I'm going to hit my under on threes.
Oh, you can, like, Tony and Blue Chips, you can for sure get the under on individual points.
Yeah.
A game, that can be done. And I think that's what they were doing back in the day in BC, right?
Yeah. I mean, bookies, I don't think we're taking that kind of action on, like, individual props and stuff like that. Maybe on a significant player, but not every single guy like you can now. But yeah, who knows? An umpire on a certain at bat can say, I'm going to have this at bat. Like when you get down to that level of detail, not just the full outcome of a game.
Oh, like live betting and
that's
stuff.
That's hard to fix.
Yeah.
But like at bat to at bat or a player prop, those are the kind of things you can influence, I think, pretty easily as an umpire.
Yeah.
So again, open up the door for the Super Bowl and the Chiefs conspiracy theorists with this ump, Pat Hoberg, and his buddy sharing an account, betting on baseball. Deleting rafts and rafts of correspondence back and forth on an encrypted app. So that's, I would say, less than ideal, and a story that's probably going to get a lot bigger as the week goes along.